Texas Association of School Boards is threatening to sue school districts that leave. It's Tuesday, April 4th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Grassroots activists scored an important win yesterday in the fight to protect children from permanent sterilization and sexual abuse. We'll get to that coming up, but first, this is an update from a story we first brought you a week or so ago. A sexually explicit drag show had been planned to be held on the campus of West Texas A&M University until the institution's president, Walter Windler, stepped in. Not only did he cancel the drag show on campus, but he condemned drag shows in general as stereotyping women in cartoon-like extremes. In response, students held the drag show off campus at an Amarillo City park. The drag show was advertised as a fundraiser for the Trevor Project. That's a controversial nonprofit that hosts online chats between LGBTQ teens and adults. Pictures from the event show several young children in the audience. Sarah Fields is the president of the Texas Freedom Coalition, and she noted the park was in view of a playground and across the street from a middle school. Two pieces of legislation designed to protect kids from online pornography received hearings in the Senate State Affairs Committee on Monday. One measure would require technology manufacturers to activate explicit material filters on devices sold in Texas, and the other would require age verification for online pornography websites. Both pieces of legislation were authored by Republican State Senator Angela Paxton of McKinney. In promoting the measures, Senator Paxton highlighted research showing that pornography is addictive and that exposure to such content in childhood is linked to more demand for child pornography, as well as increases in child exploitation, human trafficking, and prostitution. Numerous IT officials testified that blocking porn is entirely within the abilities of the technology industry. But a representative of a network of tech companies came out in favor of protecting porn and against Paxton's proposed restrictions. We'll find out who lawmakers side with in the coming weeks. Just 1 week after the Carroll Independent School District became the first district in the state to leave the embattled Texas Association of School Boards, school trustees are publicly urging other districts to do likewise. Speaking in Austin yesterday, Carroll school officials said they were tired of seeing their community's taxpayer dollars being used to lobby against the values and principles of the community. Among other things, TASB has been promoting critical race theory and pushing policies that allow gender-confused students to use the restrooms of the opposite sex. Currently, local taxpayer dollars are used to fund TASB membership fees and services that include things like training, legal advice, and insurance. But the more public thing TASB does is use those taxpayer dollars to hire lobbyists in a bid to work against parents. In addition to Carroll ISD officials, several lawmakers attended the Capitol press conference. Republican State Representative Nate Schatzlein of Fort Worth praised Carroll ISD and joined in encouraging other school districts to follow suit. He compared TASB's training programs to leftist indoctrination camps. So rather than prove their worth to local school districts, the Texas Association of School Boards has resorted to threatening to sue any district that leaves. Until now, TASB has been able to claim all Texas public school districts as members, but not any longer. So TASB sent a strange letter to the Texas Council of School Attorneys claiming TASB retains all rights to legal policies, unadopted local model policies, or templates implemented from the TASB Policy Service. That would include, they say, the letter codes and coding structure used by school districts in their paperwork filing. If you think that sounds crazy, you aren't alone. Midlothian State Representative Brian Harrison, another Republican, took to social media to mock TASB's threat of legal action over a file coding system that was developed over the years using taxpayer funds. TASB's gone from leftist lobby organization to money-grubbing thugs in a blindingly short amount of time, which is probably a good reminder that there really isn't any difference between those two things. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Mesia Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Mesia, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
grassroots activists seeking to protect Texas children scored a big win in the Senate yesterday. A week after adding a controversial amendment that watered down popular legislation, members of the Texas Senate voted to remove the offending language. The Senate's last-minute grandfather clause was added to a proposed ban on child gender mutilation procedures in Texas. That last-minute clause would have exempted any child from protection who'd been started on puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones before June 3rd of this year. Texas GOP Chairman Matt Rinaldi said that grandfather clause amounted to abandoning every child currently being abused. Grassroots activists immediately began calling their lawmakers, putting pressure on the Senate to correct the wrong. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was clearly listening from his role as the Senate's leader. So senators voted 19-11 along party lines yesterday to approve the reconsideration amendment and then to remove it from the legislation. Senate Bill 14 will prohibit medical providers from performing gender transition surgeries or prescribing cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers to children under the age of 18 who are suffering from gender dysphoria. It would also require the Texas Medical Board to strip the license of any physician who provides these treatments, and it would prohibit the use of public funds for these procedures or drugs. The Senate's scheduled to finalize work on the legislation today and then send it to the Texas House for consideration. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Sydney Henry, Emily Wilkerson, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you at Around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.